Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host. You know her, Tracy Mahan.
Mayhem tonight. We should start a whole series of Where is Tracy?
Yeah, so where is Tracy tonight? Put your detective hats on and let's see what you come in
with. I love last week where everybody was trying to guess and put that on there. And then I blew it and just announced where I was. But
yeah, but don't do that tonight. Just let's just see if they, how aware are they? How acutely aware is everyone? Yeah. Please be sure and announce. Let us know you're here. Tell us, you know, where you're coming from, because I love to see that. That is so exciting. So,
okay. And it means that I got to get on my job of getting this posted everywhere. So
yes, you do.
I'm going to get going on that. I was kind of late to the party. I think Mercury's playing that retrograde.
Mercury has been really active all day. It's probably all week, but really today, some really weird things going on. So,
Maybe we want to hear more about that.
I'll have to remember. I just know earlier it was like, this is has to be Mercury retrograde. So anyway, it's just anymore. I just kind of push it everything over there. So, you know, if you've got some wild things happening with electronics.
Yeah, you had a good show this morning with Kaya, though.
Was it right before that or right after that? Maybe it was during it. I don't know.
Probably during it.
You're going to ask me, what did I talk about? I have no earthly idea. I mean, I know I did a show.
You did, yeah. And you were using your, like, personal experiences and basing things off of, you know, your life off of other people's approval. It was good.
Okay.
Do you remember any of that?
I remember.
I approve of your show.
Well, thank you. Oh, thank you so much. I live for your approval.
I'm not looking for your approval, Tracy. I'm going to being distracting and let you introduce our.
Yes. Tonight we're going to continue our QHHT Level 3 series by showcasing one of our wonderful Level 3s. And let's see, it's not been too long ago that you finally, Sasha, you made it. So exciting. Well, this is Sasha, and I'm not even going to attempt your last name. Can you please tell everyone your last name?
My last name is Tarakanov. It's a Russian origin, and you can hear the way I speak where I'm coming from originally. So my first language is Russian, and that's why my last name is like that.
Yeah, that's why you have a Russian last name. That would be really good. Anyway, but if you could, I mean, and I'm kind of alluding a little bit to your journey, and you know, sometimes the journey is longer for someone to the level 3.
So I took some time because probably there are things that I needed to do before getting that, and not just in professional way, because as I learned QHHT, all the spiritual work, it's not about getting the skill. It's about growing inside and changing inside. So it's all go hand in hand. It's together. So it was a personal growth that's supposed to happen in order to reach that. So
absolutely.
I'm very grateful.
And that's what we realized. Let's see. This would have been in 2018. And I'm trying to remember when you took your level 3.
17 or 18.
Give me 1 second and I'll remember what class you were in.
and that's that where I come in. I play the background music.
Yeah. I do. It was in Arkansas. It was in Eureka Springs, and it was in 17. So it wasn't 18. It was before that. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I know who else was in your class, but I'm not going to say.
So. Spoiler.
And Marilyn was helping me.
We love Marilyn.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out.
Yes. Okay.
Amazing mentor. She took me through those. I got my level 3 only in August last year, 2020.
Yeah, but see, that's okay. And I want to talk a little bit about that because I think some people, they don't realize that. But in 2018, this is where I was going with that, because it was before, I mean, this was after you took your class, and it was part of, all of a sudden in the class, like the first class we did that year, it dawned on me really what we're doing in level three. And that's where, like you said, it's not so much the skills. It's, you know, because we've been working on that through level two and everything. Now we're actually working on you. We're honing you. You know, this is where you hone yourself and you're working with all your own stuff. And that's exactly what you said. And but see, you came to that realization without, because we weren't saying that in the class yet. So, but that's exactly how it is, because you are dealing with your own stuff. Those are the things that hold you back.
Yes.
In your sessions.
And make you cry.
Everything. What was that, Tracy?
It does.
Well, and see, Tracy was in a class where we did say it, but it's still, you know, it's like, I don't think the ego isn't, it's like, I'm ready. It's just like, I'm here. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, if you're still doing things, I mean, it's really interesting what uncovers in the level three class.
Yes.
In that whole pursuit. So
in the beginning, I thought it just a skill. This was my understanding, because when I came to level three and I brought my recording of the sessions, I thought that I am top of the top, and I did everything. And then I looked at it with the eyes of level three, and I'm like, so much to learn. It's an amateur work. Yeah. And you can get so much for your clients, and you can bring them to places and bring yourself much higher and more effectively. So I thought it's a skill, but when it took a year, it's not just a skill. There is something else that I'm, and there are things that, like a turmoil going in my life, and changes. And I looked at it from the distance that this is much more than a skill.
Absolutely. And if it's okay, can I repeat what you told me? I think, was it last year at the Conscious Life Expo? Or was it? Yeah, it would have been last year, right? Yeah, you came in. Is it okay if I...
I was sad to not have that.
What was that?
Honor that I remembered. Thank you.
Yeah, well, because it was profound. And it was like, this is so cool, because, I mean, I knew it. I could see it. Marilyn could see it. But see, you had to see it. You had to understand. And you came to me and you said, I promise I'm going to do it. I'm just dealing with my fears. There have been so many fears I'm dealing with. And I was like, that's what it is. That's what is the difference between a non-level three and a level three. Really. It's like, and making it all the way is you've worked through all those things. And that's huge. Yeah. So those are the things that hold you back.
Yes. And, you know, when I was preparing for today, I was thinking, what are you going to talk about? And I realized that in childhood, it's not that important. What important is that fears that we have, that we hold, and the way we overcome them, we grow. So I remember I was extremely shy when I was a little girl. I was afraid to buy a ticket in the bus from the driver. I asked my sister, can you please buy a ticket for me? I'm afraid to talk to them. So there are things that we need to overcome. And as a QHHT practitioner, a hypnotherapist, in my community, I was afraid to say what I'm doing. Because what if they say that I'm a little bit, you know?
You know what? And I think a lot of people have that experience where they're kind of afraid to say what they're doing. Yeah. I mean, I had that last week where people kept asking me, so what do you do for a living? And it's like, well, I'm a hypnotherapist, you know, and now I just say it like no big deal. But I remember a time where I would have been like, well, you know, and I did real estate too. So I would tell them I did real estate and I wouldn't tell them the other part.
Yeah, because that's acceptable.
Right. Maybe. Not the way I did it. I don't know. But, you know, I totally understand that, because that is, it's a big step to own that ourselves and know that we do this kind of work. Mm-hmm. So very cool. Yeah.
And from August, everything started to unfold and open for me. Opportunities to expose myself as hypnotherapist, they just started to come and into my life. And I was able, you know, COVID started and I cannot teach art. I was an art teacher. I had an art school, hundreds of students. I cannot teach. So I, like, it closed for me as like something that, a step that I need to step up. So it's something new. And I was, okay, so I cannot do that. This is the only thing I can do.
One door closes.
Yes, this door closes, another open. So it's a blessing. And, you know, when you are level three and people come to you with such a trust from distance, like, and they stay in the hotel to be in your session. And but people around you, very close community, they have no idea what you're doing. Like partisan work, no one knows. Mm-hmm. So, and then I decided, now I'm gonna tell everybody, this is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So those fears, like you said, those are fears that were holding me back. So it was a way to overcome them.
Wow. Yeah. And so how do you feel about that?
Are you asking me?
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
I'm free!
I love it because, you know, I do what I enjoy, and I feel that I live in my purpose. And I notice that people who come, doesn't matter what they bring, is it emotional issue, physical issue, it's because they're not living their purpose. And the moment they find it and make this choice, it's a conscious choice. Everything starts to fall where it's supposed to be. They are not sick. They are happy. They like their life. They love people around them. Everything doesn't matter what happens around them. Joyful because they're in their core and they're in their center and they're doing what they're supposed to do. So I feel this way. Like they say, I love it. It's beautiful. It's beautiful not to be afraid to say that this is what you do.
Yeah. Okay. It's something just popped in my mind. And this is, it's like something to me, I just wonder, I'll ask both of you, like when you're in that state where you're afraid to tell people what you do, I mean, if you can look at that state and then look at the state where you're not afraid to tell people what you do or not afraid to put it out there, what do you see attracting in your life? You know, if you put those two side by side, do you see differences? Do you see anything? I mean, share that, because... That's really cool. Do you notice a difference?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
I'll let you go first.
Me?
Yes. Oh,
thank you. When you say who you are truly, you put yourself, everything starts to be very simple. There is no complications. The little things don't bother you anymore. All the emotions that we call negative, I don't know if there is no negative or positive, but things that holding you back and the emotional thing, they're not important because there are not many things that are really important in life. And because we're thinking about others that are less, we take our energy away from going to a purpose. And when you just decide, okay, this is my goal, this is what's important, and it's a very joyful feeling inside, like you're in your space, you do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. So are you seeing that the things, the people and the things that you're attracting in your life are different now than they were then?
Oh, thank you. They are absolutely different. First of all, suddenly opportunities open up for me. I started to do a group past life regression very often,
mm-hmm.
with the crowds. And I was thinking, where would I get the people? Because I am so closed in my shell. And suddenly I have someone who holds retreats. And they're, oh, my people are so interested in past life. Would you like to come over? And to say yes in this moment is the most difficult, but the most rewarding.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, when you're afraid. So, yes, I can do it.
Say yes. Just say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I made that a challenge. I did that for myself. And then I think I put it out as a challenge one time. It's like, just try it for a while. Just say yes and just see what starts happening rather than being so cautious about every step. It's like, if an opportunity is there, just say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Where it goes, you know,
and I ended up in Idaho. I was just gonna say.
Exactly.
This door opened and I went to my schedule and that week was open. And I was like, that's unusual. All right. And I went and it was important that I was there. And yeah. So I get that.
Yeah. So what's your life? What do the two pictures look like side by side?
So I used to attract a lot of the clientele that reflected my nervousness or reflected my insecurities. So, you know, they had a harder time getting into the hypnosis, and we were a nice energetic match. Wasn't that sweet? So, you know, as I was early on in doing the practice, you know, I was a little insecure. Am I getting them deep enough? Am I getting them where they're supposed to be? Is this the subconscious? Is this, you know, and a lot of times that would get reflected back to me with clients that would be like, I don't think I'm in deep enough. And, you know, and then I'd have to try things, and I would usually, you know, usually it ended successfully, but it definitely mirrored to me where I was feeling insecure. And when level three is a big get over it step, you know, and you got to get over it. But I think I was lucky enough to hear enough level three stories before I went to my course that I knew more of what to expect probably than you did, Sasha, because, you know, I got to hear all of these other stories of, okay, let's prepare you. It's like, you know, it's like when you get pregnant and everybody wants to tell you what childbirth is like. It's like, I'm gonna go get my level three. Oh, you got to hear, you know, let's prepare you for that. You know, that's kind of like, it's kind of like giving birth. But you get in there, you get through all of that. And now the clients that I attract, oh my gosh, we have the deepest, best conversations. We, I'm showing up, they're showing up. You know, I'm in my truth, they're in their truth. And it is amazing. And so, yeah, it is that part of me now that can just, you know, go and be, oh, I'm a hypnotherapist. Oh, I do that QHHT. What's that? Oh, goody. I get to tell them what it is, you know, and I get excited about that now. And instead of going, oh, how am I going to explain that? You know, so now that I'm showing up in that space, that's the clients I get as well. As they're showing up. They're ready. They're ready to make some changes, ready to do the work, ready to jump in and find out what their messages are. So it's huge difference. Yeah. There.
And that's really good. And, you know, and I bet, you know, if you look at anything in your life, you know, and I put this out to the audience, it doesn't have to be level three. It doesn't have to be this. It can be anything in your life, and look at different points. It's like, okay, I used to do it this way. Now I'm grown, and now I do it this way, and put them side by side. How is it different? And that's when you really see you are the change. You know, because you changed, now all of this environment changed.
Yes. Right. Yeah. You know, Julia, but I will not disregard level one or level two.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely not.
Huge change in life, each of them. I remember after level one, I felt completely different, like something opened up that I'm curious about, and I couldn't stop myself learning more and more. I was so passionate about QHHT, past life regression, QHHT. It was all my days. I was a mom with two little kids. But at night I was looking and reading and everything. And then level two came. Level one I did online because I couldn't with two kids, I wasn't able to go. Level two I did in person in Arkansas, and this was a big life changer. You know, I arrived the evening before in the hotel, and was no one there, and I felt so lonely, and I decided, okay, I need to go have dinner. So I went to the restaurant nearby, and I was sitting there by myself, family restaurant, a lot of families, and I was sitting by myself eating. Like, I don't know, and someone came to me and said, why are you by yourself? Don't you have a family? I said, oh my God, I'm so lonely. So next morning, I knew I have a family, Julia and Tricia. Next family. You see, I'm even saying that. So someone came to me and said, oh, you're probably for QHHT. Do you have a coupon for breakfast? Here you go, mine. Then we went into the classroom, and I remember Susie came, and she shared her talk message, and it was amazing. She talk message, she channeled it. And I sat in the front row. You know, I was sitting in the front, I'm going to learn here. So then I remember we had a couple of problems with keys, because our keys all our group, they were always like, we couldn't open our door with electronic keys because energy was so high in the room that everything. And then Diane Morrison came and said, please, don't go to reception and don't ask them to change our key every time. They are tired of us. Just come to your door, put the key and say, subconscious, recalibrate. I said, okay, gonna try that. So it worked. And next to us, if you remember, Julie, was a huge convention, a military convention. Huge. You had a huge room, but they have even bigger. Mm-hmm. And they were, I was asking them, what are you doing there? The lunch. And they said, we have military convention about new weapons and something. And they said, oh, I said, wow, this is so fresh. What are you doing in that room? We do hypnosis. Oh my God.
Yeah, there's usually, it was so funny there for a while, every time we were in a place, there was usually some religious convention going on, right? Really close.
Oh my gosh.
And it was almost like, it was like a balancing or something.
And you came and you said to everybody, don't worry, this is what universe had to put to balance us. You see, mm-hmm. strong you are, Madalena.
But usually, and I think that happened again as late as in 2000, it was in Orlando, so maybe that was 2000, yeah, 19. Mm-hmm. It happened again. They had some big expo there, and it was, well, this time it was like medical. It was a medical convention. It was like, oh my God. And they're like, here, take this to heal. It was like stuff for cancer and all these things. And we're like, go here and you'll learn how to heal. What is this? Great big convention on this medicine, you know? But it's like, see, that balance thing, it's just, it's so funny.
Yeah. And it makes sense, but now that the veil's getting thinner, is there less of that balancing needed, right?
Well, another thing that kept happening, though, is people keep coming by. And I don't remember if they did it with these other ones, but they would come by. You'd see people walking back and forth past our room. It's like, or they'd talk to us, you know, during this. What are you doing in there?
Yeah, and one lady asked me, what are you doing there? We learned hypnosis. How do you do hypnosis? Like, we put our clients in the deepest state of relaxation.
I think the only thing I've seen them do is ask if we could keep the sound down because there's a lot of music and dancing and everybody, woo! And people are like, we're having a, you know, you're not the only ones in the building. Yeah.
Come join us.
and they did want to.
Yeah, that was that.
We got room.
That happened. Yeah. It's just gonna be for a little bit.
I'm over
but then again, what are you doing in there? Why are you dancing? We don't understand this. Oh, I remember. Yeah, in Atlanta. Remember, we were setting things up and we were trying to get the speaker system all right and everything, and the microphones and stuff. And we were like, no, it's got to be louder than this. It's got to be louder. And they're like, well, what? And we were trying to set the tables up so everybody had enough room to dance. Yeah, and they're like, what do you mean you dance?
And they're like, this is supposed to be hypnosis. So they're all thinking this is going to be low key and quiet. And literally they came over and asked us how long the loud music was going to play. And what they were doing, like a beauty pageant or something across from us, I think. And Julia and I got to stand there with all these gorgeous women. And get our pictures taken because we were like, every time we go to the restroom, I swear one of them was in there and we'd start talking to them. And they all want to know, what are you guys doing over here? So yeah, we had fun with them. They were nice.
It is really interesting what we get, you know, put
paired up with.
Yeah.
So it was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. But no, I love that. I'm absolutely, I would never discount because you need those. Those are your steps to the growth, to get going and everything. And level one, absolutely. That is, I always love, it's so fun going into the live classes when we did them. And the level one class, and I don't remember if you remember, like you were in online, but you were probably still doing this, where we would see this live. Okay, and we're coming in and people are sitting there like, it's like you're in the headlight look and they're just, And it's like, this is real, guys. This is real. Really, some of them, they're sitting on that. They're probably engineers, really professional people. Are like, what have I gotten myself into? Because we're
absolutely, yeah. Because you know, you reminded me, I'm an engineer too. I have a master in engineering, and for me,
you had a few things to work through.
Yeah,
you had a few. Shall we say, analyzing brain moments, patterns to work
that
through.
Sounds like a really efficient way to say that.
I'm trying to find a polite way to say it.
No. The analytical mind was on high.
We taught it to be more dominant by studying it. But we can, everything we learn, we can unlearn. We can easily change it. You know what was for me at level two? I was sitting next to a very special lady. I forgot her name. She went on the, she was there for 1 or 2 days. She said she's your friend. I don't remember her name. And then we had to practice our voice. This is a very important part of our technique. Susie was leading our group, and I was practicing with this lady. First time I came to Susie, I read my script. She said, no, Sasha, go practice more. So I went to practice more with this lady, and nothing works for me. Everything is like, doesn't sound good. And she said, you know, Sasha, this lady that I'm practicing with, she said, you know, Sasha, do you allow me if I ask my angel to help you with your voice? And I, with my analytical mind, I'm saying, well, she probably doesn't mean anything bad. So okay. And listen, and I said, the moment I said, okay, I felt something moving physically inside my face there. And I was very curious, but on this level too, I thought everything is possible. So I let it go. I came to Susie. I read the script, said, perfect. So go tell an analytical person that this is happening. Mm-hmm. It does. And the funniest thing was for me, after this beautiful level two, we had a reunion. You created a reunion for people, for QHHT professional come from the whole entire world. They came from Japan, from different continents. They came to see each other and to be together. And I didn't know about that. So when I planned my ticket, I planned to go back right after level two. And I said, I really, really want to be in this reunion. So I check out my room. I take all my belongings. I come to the reception and I say, check out, please. And the reception said, why are you checking out earlier? You have until tomorrow. And I said, how until tomorrow? My plane is today. My husband is waiting in airport already. My Uber is here. And no, you have until tomorrow. And I look at my ticket, Julia. It's tomorrow. Can you imagine? After this, you cannot be believed. No. How can you not believe?
Yeah, you had to have stuff like that. You had to have things like that happen. So that to convince you, to prove it to you.
Yes. And it's just a half of the story. So this level two. So I am saying, please, if you have level one, enjoy it, then do level two. And if you enjoy it, do level three. I remember you came to Los Angeles after I did level two with another level two. And I said, if I'm already in Los Angeles and Julia here with another, I wanna go to another level. So I came to two level twos. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful. And it's, if you have opportunity, all the practitioners here, I cannot
change it
in words.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's life-changing stuff.
Well, it is, because you're looking at, I mean, yeah, we're working on skills, but again, it's all these, it's really breaking down these barriers and all these belief systems, you know, it's what is possible,
right?
Anything. And it's really letting that sink in so that you believe it.
Yes. And this was my goal. I thought I need to believe, because if my clients, if I want my clients to get their changes, their miracles, if I don't believe in miracles, it will not happen in my office.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that is huge. And that's what we found is you have to believe. How, like you said, how on earth is your client going to believe if you don't believe?
Right.
And so that's that part you have to work with in yourself. And that's what these classes are about. It's like to just plunge you in so you get the belief factor.
Especially when us as hypnotherapists and spiritual hypnotherapy practice is not conventional hypnotherapy, when you work on habits and, you know, you bite your nails, let me help you. It's something else, completely different. So there is no many of us. And if we come together in those reunions, amazing reunions that you do, it's a joy for soul to be there. And I recommend everyone. The first one I'm booking my ticket to go.
Me too. We can do one.
We have our mouse hovering right now. We have a comment in the chat room that I'm hoping that this is going to make sense to you. But Shauna says, please tell Julia, thank you. I chose a side of the fence.
Oh, yes. That reminds me what I talked about. Wonderful.
This morning.
It was this morning. They were talking about, it was about the belief. That's so cool. I forgot. It was about believing. Either you believe or you don't. Mm-hmm. You're in, all in or out. It's like there's no more riding the fence. They're like, enough for the riding the fence. It's believe or don't. Either you believe it or you don't. And it was like, that just was really, really strong. So, yeah. I mean, and it doesn't matter which way you go. It's just get off the fence.
Yeah. You're going to have something either way. It's you're creating a reality. But when you're on the fence, the universe is going.
Exactly. Know. It's on the fence too. I don't know what to give you.
We're just going to stay here in limbo till you figure it out.
Yeah, but when you believe, it's like, and that was, I was talking about something that I had to do. It's like this, you know, like you're saying, in order to do this, I've got to believe it. It's that kind of a thing. Either you believe it or you don't. And if you don't, then don't fool with this. You know, but if you're going to do this, then believe it. Go in, just go ahead first. And that's where I was, is like, you know, if I'm going to do this and if I'm going to be any part of this, I have to believe it. And it's either I believe it or I don't believe it. And that was where I had to make my commitment to just go all in, head first, believing. And it changed everything. It will. It does change. If you make a commitment, either way, your world will change. So it's your choice which way you want it to go.
Yeah.
Like Tracy, you were saying, life gonna happen. Change is gonna happen. Doesn't matter. If you want, you don't want, they're going to happen. But if you believe and you put it in front of you, it will happen the way you like it, the way you want it, the way you enjoy it, the way it makes you happy.
Yeah, very true. Very true. So, you know, I always think you're talking about how the level two changed things for you. And I say it so many times in my life. I am literally living a completely different life because of my level two course. And it changed everything about my life. I took that course and everything shifted because I made the decision to do that for myself. And I was literally being that person on the fence going, well, if I'm supposed to go, the universe will make that happen for me and it'll open that door for me. And I had a friend literally say, well, what do you want to do? So, well, I want to go. And she goes, then go. I'm like, okay. And she goes, no, just go. No matter what it takes, go. And that shifted me and I went and it changed everything. And yeah, that's kind of how to approach life now.
As I recall, everything you were concerned is like, well, these need to be in place so I can go. Once you made that decision, then everything started falling into place.
It really did, yeah.
So supporting that decision.
It did, because we were going to use the airline miles to buy the ticket. Nothing would line up for that. And it's like, if we had 12,000 airline miles, it was going to cost 12,001. You know, it was like, nothing was working out. I made that choice. All of a sudden, the airlines had a sale that lowered how many miles it was going to take. We were able to use airline miles. The hotel let me reserve the hotel. I mean, everything fell into place And the money that I needed for whatever it was left to pay for showed up the day before I left. And I was just like, okay. And yeah, Julia's just like, just come.
Stuff up. That's where either you believe it or you don't.
Either you believe it or you don't. And I just was like, Julia's going, come on. And friends are going, just go. And I'm like, yeah, know what? I'm just going to go. And my kids were quite a bit, you know, they were younger then too. So that was something else to orchestrate and put into place and be gone. I think I was gone for 10 days. I didn't want to go back, but yeah. I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm in this crystal mountain having all this fun. And that might've been when the hashtag the magic is real started too. I'm not sure. But it all changed. And it really did. I mean, what would have happened if I would have stayed on the fence? Mm-hmm. Going, okay, if I'm supposed to go, the universe will provide me a way and open that door and be all passive about it. And the universe would have kept going, well, whatever. Okay, we'll just sit here with you. And the moment would have passed. And I would have been at home and I probably would still be working a day job and then doing things on the side. And Julia would have faded off into the distance because I wouldn't have felt worthy. And
we're gone different directions.
Like, whatever happened to that one girl? If I even would have gotten that. And now she can't get rid of me. I'm like a leech. I'm like that sucker fish stuck to her. Yeah. So really what we're saying is that Julia's life changed. That's level 2 class 2.
Yes. Yeah. It does every single person, every single time my life changes.
And Tiffany is in the chat room. Her life's about to change too. So yeah, now that I've gotten to meet Tiffany, it's all over.
Actually, I'm waiting to hear Tiffany's story. So apparently, because she's been, you know, it's interesting because Texas doesn't get winter weather, or at least South Texas for sure.
Oh, yeah.
In Austin, which is, you know, at least it's not south-south, but it's in the lower part of Texas. And they got a lot of snow. They had power outages. They had a lot of stuff going on, things that don't normally happen there. And so she's been shut down and even without power. So she had to be, so she just said something about, she had some stuff happening, like a spiritual awakening kind of things happening. So I'm waiting, I'm really anxiously waiting to hear her story. So, because it had to do with, see, she was closed in. She had to just work with herself. You
know, I can always send her the link and we could just bring her online. You up for that, Jeff?
And I hope I didn't embarrass her by saying as much as I did. But that's what happens in these things. You know, we're like, you know, oh my gosh, all these things are happening. But it's like, whatever's happening in your world, there's a reason for it. You know, the degree that you're whatever's happening, you know, it's for you to do something. It's for something to change or whatever. And it's wonderful to see when people actually do it and work through it and, you know, and have changes. So anyway, Tiffany's my daughter, Sasha.
Just in case you didn't know. And she's responding with a giant no on that, but whatever. I'll just channel it in for her. No.
We'll have our own private conversation later.
That's funny.
But yeah, I'm really looking forward to hearing what, because I love to hear these stories of things like that have happened, you know, these awakenings that people have with things like this. So your story, Sasha, I mean, that's these growth moments. These are fantastic.
Yeah, they are, especially when you're in the moment, you don't notice. But when you sit and look back, you're, wow, who I was and who I am now. I'm so grateful to this brave, now I say brave decision, and tell myself a compliment. But I learned from my practice that everyone is extremely brave, and all the souls are working very hard. Very, very hard to learn and to experience. It might not look on the surface like that, but they are eager to learn, and this joy of learning new things bring new experiences to us. And sometimes we say, oh, why did he go this direction and choose that and that? It's not accepted by society, but this is their way to learn. And we need to respect it. And I think one of the things that helped me in my practice is to accept everybody, love everybody, be curious about everyone's way. And
I love how you say that, though, be curious about everyone, because yes, when you can approach your session like that, that you're just curious, and mm-hmm. and you know, sometimes you don't even know who's going to walk in that door, right? They book an appointment and we don't know who these people are, and that curiosity of who's going to be sitting in this chair across from me for the next couple of hours, just as it's almost like Christmas, you know. Like Christmas.
And they, when they go, I think, wow, this that's a cool person I met today.
Yeah.
And the travel that the soul created, and how they come to where they come, and how they created all those lessons to themselves. It's fascinating.
Do you ever just feel like you met family too? Like it's like our just a giant soul family reunion.
I feel very connected to them. Some of them who clairvoyant, they say that they see me going through their lives next to them as a light. I don't say I'm there never, because I can be mistaken. I don't want to be. I'm just a guide. I'm just a guide to help them to go through what their higher self want to show them at the day and teach them. But I do feel extremely connected. And the more I do my sessions, the easier it gets, because I hear the questions that I need to ask, and I just repeat them. And yeah, they're just precisely what they wanted to hear. Even the wording is exactly. I remember I had a client, and where we were talking to her higher self, instead of understand, the word understand, I use the word comprehend, and it's not my vocabulary. I'm very simple in my vocabulary. Comprehend, it's a level up for me. So, does she comprehend? Does she? And I was strange, why am I using this word? And then she said at the end that, you know, I put a lot of importance to words. I don't like to use the word understand, because understand, you stand under someone, you're accepting their power. I use the word comprehend. And I said,
I always love that. Yeah. That's when you know it's a direct connection.
I want to jump into the chat room here again really quick, because Craig, I just want to put a shout out to you also in Texas, and our prayers are with everyone out there in Texas, and the livestock. I've heard sad stories there too. So just sending that out. But Craig he put in here, he just finished the level 2. He feels like he missed out on so much because of not getting the live training, because we're talking so much about it. But I do want to tell you, Craig, that Julia's got a plan for that. Plan B, and that is reunions. So I want you to just talk about that for just a second, because it is a community thing. We are like a family, and the reunions are the part where it's really, we all really do bond. So why don't you tell them what your hopes are for when the COVID stuff lifts and we can all kind of start to gather again?
Yeah, and I actually think we talked a little bit about it in the level 2 class that he was in, but that's our plan, is just, you know, we're looking at, I mean, it's always these really wonderful, high vibe places that we go to. We're hoping maybe by the end of the year, and I can back up a little bit if we can get it sooner than that, but by the end of the year, maybe going to Egypt. And I know that's a big trip for people, but we do have some in the States too Sedona is always a wonderful area. Mount Shasta, you were in Mount Shasta. I remember that. It was like,
yeah, we both got to do that, didn't we?
Oh my gosh, you know, the energy that's there is just amazing. So that's where we try to go to these places. So we'll have places within the United States that we go to, as well as other countries, so that we can hit the different parts of the world. And everybody's welcome. Hey, if this is your chance, you want to go to, you know, some of these places, then come on. But that's, you know, we're just waiting for an all clear at some point.
Yeah, it's hard to plan when the next day they might shut everything down. So it's kind of like, we're all on pause for a little bit longer. But
yeah, you know, we'll make it, you know, they're reunions, but we have them. Some of them are several days long, so it's more like a retreat. And so we might call them retreats than more than reunions here soon. Because
you're not going to go to Egypt for like a day.
Yeah, no, you can't. So there is so much to see. It was so funny. Our tour guide kept saying, "Well, that's why you need to come back." Every time we said, "We want to see it," well, that's why you need to come back. So there was
a subliminal suggestion.
But he was very good at it. Subliminals in there. And look, it's working. It's working.
Absolutely. So
wonderful. So that's true. And that does create a great family bond with everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, the events that you plan and gatherings that you do, it does help to create the community. And we're all such friendly people, right? We all just start going up and talking to each other. It's not like a junior high dance where you're standing at the wall hoping, you know, it's like, oh, that person over there is coming my way. No, you're gonna interact with people no matter what. And it's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, we want to get with everybody. We want to get with all of you as much as you want to get together. So it will happen. We will be creating it, you know.
Okay. And Brian's in here saying, do you have to take the level 2 to attend the retreat? No, you don't even have to take it level 1, do you?
No, it's open to anybody.
Yeah, so, if you're interested in QHHT and you want to learn more and you just want to show up to meet the people.
Or if you're not even, if you just want to be with like-minded people, I mean, that's where we'll be opening to anybody. So, because, you know, we were just talking about that this morning after like these Facebook lives that we do or these shows that we do. I mean, people, they're like, oh, I want to get, you know, if you're ever in an area, let's get together, you know, and that's, so that's kind of that, you know, we're just starting. Yeah. You want to come join us? Come join us. You know, it's
that's pretty cool.
We love to be with you. So, you know, yeah, we love being out there too. I mean, we all love to get together. That's why we have so much fun. That's why we do the dancing. That's why we do all these things.
The energy is fantastic. When like-minded people, spiritual, come together, it's like a atomic bomb. I'm sorry for that. But it's huge energetical power. And when you connect to it like a lamp, you just lighten up and things change in you, but you don't even notice and continue to unfold and unfold months after this experience. So I'm going to buy a ticket right away in a moment.
So we'll be first in line with those tickets.
Yeah.
I love it.
Get that word out. All the hotels in the area will be going, what just happened?
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, it's always wonderful. And so glad. Thank you. Brian, that was his name.
Yeah. And Brian's out here in the Portland area with me. Wonderful. Okay. Wonderful practitioner. Very excited that he's part of our group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there you're in that same area. So mm-hmm. you can probably have a community in that area already.
Yeah. Definitely. We chat.
There we go. So wonderful. Hey, Sasha, before we get too much later, can you tell everyone how they can find you if they want to?
I have a website. First of all, I'm on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Alexandra Tarakanov, the way that it's on the bottom of my little window here. This is my name, Alexandra. You can find me online. And the same website is www.alexandratarakanov.com. So I have this.
And you can also find you on the QHHT official.
QHHT, absolutely. This is the best place to go. And you know, most of my clients, they come from your website. They come from there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Super.
It's wonderful. Thank you so much for doing that for us practitioners.
Absolutely. My goodness. Yeah. We want people to find you, you know, so they can have sessions. So that's, you know, we're going to help you
guys. If you guys are watching this later and you want that information, I just put it in the chat on our Facebook feed here. So if you're watching this on the Facebook recording, go to the comment section and it has her link for her Facebook page or to QHHTofficial.com so they can find you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I know that many practitioners right now, they do online group past life regression meditations. Mm-hmm. I would really recommend if someone would like to try and see how it might feel like. And it's a short one, usually an hour and a half talk. but it's very joyful. And from my experience, people who come in groups, there is a connection between them somehow. They don't know. I had a couple groups that, you know, two girls next to each other, and one start to share her life, and the other is like sitting and want to say something, but she cannot interrupt. And then I was there. I was your husband.
You know, we have noticed that in the classes as well. And people, when they would maybe sitting next to each other, and then they get together to go practice sessions, and that would happen too. Yeah. So it's like, it's amazing. I mean, I've always felt like whoever's supposed to be there is there. And so it's all divinely guided as to exactly who's in, like you said, these groups, these classes, anything like that. That is so cool. So you're doing a lot of those group regression.
I do monthly online, and I do monthly offline.
Okay. So you have a play. How do you do it offline?
Offline, I have an amazing retreat, Lotus Yoga in Los Angeles, and they hold it in their space.
I'm going to clarify something really quick just so people don't get confused. The past life regression is different than a QHHT session, which needs to be held in person.
Yeah, the group regression.
The group regression can be held online.
It's a workshop where you're kept in a very light state, but you will have some experiences, and it's really, really good to help you to just kind of get the feeling of it, to be introduced to this different levels of trance and this trance state at all, you know? And so if you have any curiosity about it, it's a great way to be introduced. And then if you want to go further, then you can have a one-on-one QHHT session. Which is difficult
for people to make decision to take QHHT session. I remember one client came and she said, I worked on myself for half a year because now I'm ready to lose control and to quack and to do whatever you want me to do because I want to have this experience. And I said, but I'm so sorry. You will not lose your control. You're going to be in control the whole time. I'm sorry it took you so long to overcome your ego. You know? So when you have this past life regression meditation that is in light state, you feel that you can open your eyes any moment. Mm-hmm. At least you feel like that. And then you present in the room where you are. If you need to use the restroom, you go, you use the restroom, you come back. It's a beauty that our consciousness can be in a couple of places simultaneously, 100%. So when you get this feeling, you feel at home. So it's much easier to do a longer session.
Yeah, and imagine that the audience isn't listening to her voice right now and going, oh yeah, she could put me under in a heartbeat.
Absolutely.
Right?
Fantastic voice, yes.
No, this angel worked on me.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And you can see how, I mean, and that's what you'll notice. It's a common thread among the practitioners. You'll notice their voice is just very soothing. it's like these to see how they can, you know, you can go out with them.
Yeah.
Go under. Whatever.
Yeah. We need to start being very clear about the words we're choosing. I'm sure you're. I'm just listening to you as you're talking about that and explaining it, going, yeah, you can put me down real quick.
It's a compliment.
What a beautiful, beautiful thing. And did we say what area you're in?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Okay, perfect. So, wow, everybody in LA, you need to get your buns over there. And everyone that's not in LA, you need to fly in and get your buns over there.
Yeah, I mean, because that's exciting, because that's, you know, I know a lot of people have been doing the group regressions online, because you can do it online, because it's not QHHT, it's done differently, you're kept in that lighter state. But it's wonderful that you have found a place that you can do them live. And that's wonderful. So that way, if there are people that do want to get together, this is a place that you can do it. And probably, you know, you probably have to abide by regulations and everything.
I tell you guys,
if you can do something like this, I wholly recommend it, because, like I said, a group of us got together in Florida, and I didn't realize how much I missed hugs until I got with my daughter and all this group of wonderful beings. And I forgot, I didn't realize how much I missed human contact. until I got with all these people. It was like, oh my gosh, it's like we've been numbed out or something. I don't know, if, you know, with all this no contact and I can only have this kind of contact, and yeah, it's energetic. We can still go there, but we're humans. We want human contact. And that's where it's wonderful that you are having, you can have live.
It's a very tiny groups, like five people, but because we cannot do more, but still it's a wonderful experience.
Yeah. You have to do them more than once a month.
Do them more than once a month.
Everybody come on over to
Cyprus. Let's just book it out for you. Let's just do this right now. Who's available?
Party at Sasha's place.
We're all going. I like that she's in.
Oh my goodness. So no, it's wonderful. It's so wonderful. I was looking at the time. It's like, my gosh, how has that gone by that fast? So I always like to, first of all, thank you so much for being here and sharing what you've worked through, sharing these things, because that is huge. You know, we can all learn so much from that and the journey that you've been on, and you just being so open and beautiful.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for that. And so I, you know, I was like, it's like a parting message, you know. You have anything that you'd like to share with, you know, like a message, what you feel like people need to know? This is your message.
You mean for a community of QHHT or globally to the whole world?
To this group that, yeah, whoever this goes out to, what kind of a message would you like to send out?
Thank you. I have a message. You know, when we start looking at QHHT and we listen to Dolores Cannon on YouTube, I feel it ignites something in us that start our enlightenment process. And when you in this state of enlightenment, in the beginning, it's a fairy tale. Everything is possible. I see my guys and everything's going to be wonderful. And then in a couple of months, you start working on your shadow. And this is when QHHT comes. You come and you work on your shadow. And it helps all this process of enlightenment to be, you know, when you're sad and you go through things, you just want to get over it. So QHHT, it's a fast track to the next step when you put your roots in and you feel content and you live your purpose. So this is what QHHT does. So I recommend everyone who thinks about learning it or helping it, because the last things of enlightenment is to live your purpose and to serve. And this is what QHHT practitioners do. So it's like full cycle. So I really recommend you to look into it. And if you're curious, and learn about it and experience it.
Beautifully said.
Oh, thank you.
Very nice. Very nice. Thank you.
So, Julia, really quick, for everyone, she just got curious about QHHT. Where would they find information about that?
You can go to our official website, which is QHHTofficial.com, and you can get all kinds of information there. If you want to learn more about QHHT, it's all there. If you're interested in a course, you'll just click on, there's many links all over, like the front page and on the menu bar. You can find the level one course. It's online. We have all the information there is what's included. Just come on in, you know, just see, make your decision. Just see what, if it feels right, if it resonates.
Yep.
You know, and if it doesn't, it's okay. You're not forced.
And if you're looking to have a session, you can go to the Find a Practitioner, put in your area, and it's going to give you all the practitioners in the area. And, you know, you're going to find one that you resonate with, and that'd be great too.
Yeah, absolutely. So we love you all. Tracy, thank you again for being here. And Sasha, thank you so much. You have such a beautiful, beautiful soul. You're just a beautiful person. And thank you for sharing your heart with everyone.
Yeah.
I love you.
Thank you. Thank you, Julia.
Thank you, Tracy. Love you all.
Bye, everyone. Thank you for being here. We'll see you next week. Mm-hmm.